If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
This morning, I want to share with you from Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, we'll begin reading with the latter part of verse 24. It says, a large crowd followed and pressed around him, meaning Jesus. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding around you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The title of real faith, faith that moves mountains and endures at healing. Healing, with views ranging from, on the one hand, a denial ever sick, that it's their fault somehow. As in other areas, Scripture here presents a balanced view on healing, which includes the following concepts. First of all, sickness is a result of the fall of the human. Sickness. We live in mortal bodies, so we're all subject to sickness. Secondly, healing was provided for in the atoning work of Christ on the cross. Isaiah 53 tells us that. Thirdly, God uses anything at his disposal to bring about the highest good in our lives and bring him glory. Jesus talked about this to the man born blind when the question was asked, why was he born blind? And Jesus said it was so that the glory of God could be revealed. Same thing with Lazarus, who was dead in the tomb, and yet Jesus came and spoke a word of resurrection, hallelujah, and Lazarus came forth to the glory of God. You know, we can't always explain or understand why some are sick and some do not receive healing. There's speculation, but it seems it was some sort of physical condition. He prayed three times for God to deliver him from it, and God replied to him that God's grace, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, I'm going to give you grace to bear up under it. So we can't explain why that happens, and it may have to do sometimes with our faith or lack of faith, but not always. The bottom line is this, God is sovereign, and there are many times, and we see this in Scripture, where God heals regardless of the faith of individuals. God just sovereignly does a work by his mighty power and provides healing, amen? But there are other times, such as in the passage we've read today, where the healing of an individual is directly tied to their faith. And hence I've titled this message, Healing Faith. Jesus said in verse 34, your faith has healed you. So I believe it's scriptural to say there is something called healing faith. Faith that yields a healing touch from Almighty God, that God responds to healing faith. Amen? So in the next few minutes, I want to answer the question, what are the characteristics of healing faith? What are the characteristics of a faith that brings healing? The first one is this. Healing faith is a faith fueled by desperation. It's a faith fueled by desperation. The Word of God says that this woman had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. We don't know exactly what it was, but her ailment was seemingly some abnormal female condition. Added to the physical suffering was the fact that, according to the law, we find this in Leviticus 15, she was considered unclean because of her condition. And anyone having contact with her was also ceremonially unclean. The Word of God tells us that she suffered a great deal. Getting better, she grew worse. The Talmud, which was the Jewish including tonics, astringents, and even various superstitions. She had probably tried them all, but to no avail. There was no cure to be found. And you know, over 2,000 years later, I thank God for technology. I thank God for modern medicine. I'm all for it, you know. And God has allowed researchers and medical scientists to discover vaccines. Hopefully we'll get a vaccine for COVID-19 soon. But all sorts of medicines that have a powerful effect. But the fact remains that still in 2021, there are diseases that elude cures. There are still diseases for which no cure has been found. And that was the case for her. And so she had tried everything, and she was desperate. You know, desperation is a powerful driving force. And sometimes I believe the missing ingredient in us receiving something from God and desperate enough for a miracle from God. In Exodus 8, when Moses asked Pharaoh when he wanted God to remove the plague of frogs from Egypt, remember that? Pharaoh wouldn't let Israel go into depart Egypt to go worship God, and God sent plague after plague. One of the plagues was frogs throughout the land. And Moses said to Pharaoh, okay, I'll answer your request. God will remove the frogs from throughout the land of Egypt. And he said, when do you want that done? Pharaoh said, tomorrow. Tomorrow. I would have said, yesterday. Right? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's good. Don't trouble your God today. Tomorrow's good. That is not an attitude of desperation. But sometimes we need to get desperate before God. There's a saying in Scripture, grabbing the horns of the altar, where someone would come to the altar, they would literally grab onto it. They'd be so desperate. When's the last time we got desperate for Almighty God? When's the last time we had the attitude that He is life, that we seek Him, that nothing else matters? And she spent all her money, she tried every suggested cure, practical or otherwise, and nothing worked. She was desperate. As I said, there's nothing wrong with going to doctors. There's nothing wrong with medicine. I believe God established the scientific principles that enable doctors and others to use medicine. But as I also said, there are times when doctors don't have the cure. There are times when doctors don't have the solution. But Dr. Jesus always does. Amen? And there's times we need to get desperate for Him. Some of you might come and you hear us mention the prayer request every Sunday. You say, why are you mentioning the same request every Sunday? Because we need to be desperate before God. We need to be desperate for Michelle and Vivian and Lori and Linda and Sharon and others. We need to be desperate. We need to say, God, I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to stop praying until I get an answer. Hallelujah. You either get an answer or God says no, but absent that, I believe we need to keep praying, we need to keep seeking, we need to keep knocking on heaven's door, we need to keep being desperate. Amen? Yes, amen. So this woman, in her desperation, she turned to Jesus. While God at times can give us grace to endure for His glory, I believe there are also times when we don't receive a miracle from God because we're not desperate enough. God, make us desperate. A healing faith is fueled by desperation. What's the second characteristic of a healing faith? It's a faith full of determination. It's a faith full of determination. Scripture says when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind Him and touched His cloak. She had heard about Jesus' miracle-working power. She decided to press through the crowd that thronged around Him and touch His garment. He had just delivered a demoniac and was now going to heal a sick girl. Verse 24 says the crowd was pressing all around Him. She had to fight to get to Jesus. She had to be determined. She had to press in. She didn't say, well, man, there's Jesus. I wish I could get to Him. But look at the crowd. Look at the people. You've ever been in a crowd that's elbow to elbow? You know, people milling about. Maybe somebody in your party, you're at an event, a function with people, and you're trying to get to somebody. You say, hey, I see you over there, but I can't get to you. There are too many people. Or parents, you ever have your young child get away from you in a crowd? And you have a sense of where they are. Guess what? Bodies will be flying, right, for you to get to your child. Right? Because you're determined. You say, hey, I got to reach my goal. I got to get to my child. I have to get through this crowd. And that's what this woman did. She fought. I imagine there were some sore ribs by the end of that day, don't you? Get out of my way. Who do you think you are? I remember years ago we were on a trip to Kansas City. We went there for an event, and that was, remember Cal Ripken played for the Orioles, the Iron Man? That was Cal Ripken's last year playing baseball. And so he was, you know, every place the Orioles played, home teams would honor Cal. And the Orioles were in Kansas City. We were there. And so we went to the game, it was his last game in Kansas City as an Oriole. And so he was signing autographs in one corner of the stadium. He was on the field, but signing autographs for fans. And so my daughter Stephanie and I, she was a Cal Ripken fan, she was young. We made our way over to that area, and there was a crowd of people. And so I'm pressing through. I'm trying to, you know, a bunch of kids there, and I'm this, you know, bigger guy and trying to get through and to get to Cal. We never did, by the way. But there was this one young guy, he said to me, dude, I'm trying to get an autograph. I said, dude, I am too. I was trying to get an autograph for my daughter. I was determined, although I didn't do it. But you got to be determined. She thought, if I could just touch the hem of His robe, I'll be made whole. Thomas Edison made thousands of trials before he got the electric light to work. Aren't we glad that he was determined? Once a workman to whom he had given a task said, Mr. Edison, it cannot be done. Edison asked, how do you know it can't be done? How many times have you tried? It can't be done. Edison responded, go back and try 2,000 more times. There are obstacles to our faith. Something spoken by someone else. Don't you love that? When somebody comes along, you know, and you're hanging on to your faith, and somebody comes along and speaks a negative word to you, and your faith just wants to deflate like a balloon that's been burst. Or your own doubts, or your condition grows worse, as this woman's did. Let me tell you, you have to be determined. Sometimes our faith is weak, but God can still work through our weak little bit of faith if we're determined. In Matthew 17, 20, Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, which is a very tiny seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. You see, if we have just that little spark of faith, that little spark of faith that says, I believe in a God who was faithful then and is going to be faithful now. That says, I believe in Jehovah Rapha, my healer. I believe that God can heal me. And though my faith gets battered, though it feels weak sometimes, though I have doubts crop up, just like we sang this morning, I'm going to speak to my fear. I'm going to preach to my doubt. I'm going to be determined. I'm going to hang on to Jesus. I'm going to believe in Him because He is able to heal my body. Hallelujah. Healing faith is a faith that's full of determination. Thirdly, healing faith is a faith that's fit for declaration. It's fit for declaration. The woman reached through and somehow got to Jesus and touched His robe, and she felt the healing touch of God flow through her body. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. And Jesus felt her touch. You know the story. And He turned around and His disciples were there. Now imagine the scene. He's there. Crowds are pressing in. You know, it's just everyone's pressing in on Him. And Jesus all of a sudden says, who touched me? Disciples are like, Master, all these people around you, who touched you? Everybody's touching you. Jesus said, no. This touch was different. This was a touch of faith. Jesus said, I felt virtue flow out of my body. Hallelujah. You know, we can crowd around Jesus, so to speak, and we can say prayers, you know, rote prayers, and kind of go through a routine and kind of just kind of check off a box. We can have that kind of faith and that kind of approach to Jesus. But when we're desperate, when we're determined, when we want to get a hold of the hem of His garment, when we say nothing will satisfy, nothing is as important as getting a hold of Jesus, let me tell you, Almighty God will respond to that. And Jesus said, who touched me? And finally the woman came forward. She was trembling. She fell at His feet. And she said, I'm the one who touched you. She owned up to it. She was quite naturally fearful because she was singled out of this crowd. I love in the New American Standard Bible, in Luke's account of this miracle, he says she declared what happened. The word, the Greek word for declared means to tell someone else. And a healing faith is a faith that is fit for declaration. There's something powerful about speaking forth your faith. There's something powerful about making a declaration. Yes, I have a sickness. Yes, I have an illness. Yes, my family member, my loved one is dealing with a physical infirmity. I'm not denying that reality, but I confess a greater reality. I confess that greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world. I make a declaration that in Jesus' name I am healed. Hallelujah. And she made a declaration. I'm the one who pressed through. I'm the one who touched your garment. You know, sometimes we're hesitant to make a declaration. Well, what if nothing happens? I don't want to appear foolish. You see, that's the wrong mentality. Because we're putting the pressure on ourselves. We're somehow acting as if our reputation is at stake. It has nothing to do with your reputation. It has to do with the word of the Lord. Now you say, Pastor Tim, why do sometimes people not get healed? Again, I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that except to say His ways are higher than ours. But I can tell you this, God heals enough of the time. God responds to a desperate faith that's full of determination enough of the times for me to be able to declare that Almighty God is a healer today in 2021. Hallelujah. My dad was such a great man of faith. I mentioned this before. He was driving, he was just thinking about living a life of faith, and he was driving home from work one day, 1963, and God gave him a song. It's a walk of faith with Jesus hand in hand. It's a walk of faith to act at his command, and God, my dad wasn't a musician. He played a little harmonica, but other than that, wasn't a musician, but God gave him this song. He became known for that song. We played at his funeral. We played an audio recording of him singing that. He was such a man of faith. And my brothers and I, there were times of healing when we were small children. One time he went to the pharmacist to get a prescription for my brother, and he had what was known as impetigo. Remember that? You've heard of that? And it was really a bad case of it. And he went and he prayed. He was so full of faith. And I don't suggest this as a pattern or something you should always do. It was how his faith rose up. Okay, he prayed, Lord, if you want to heal my son, make the pharmacist unable to fulfill the prescription. Is that a crazy thing? I've never prayed that. But he did. So he went, and he went to the, you know, this was back in the 60s, and he went to the pharmacy, turned in the prescription, and waited a while, and the pharmacist came out to him and said, sir, bear with me. I'm having a little trouble filling this prescription, but I'll get it to you as soon as I can. He said, okay, no problem. My dad just smiled. He went back a long time past. He said, sir, I can't fill this prescription. To this day, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how that's possible. My dad said, it's okay, no problem. He went home, my brother was healed. Now I'm not saying that's a pattern. I'm not saying don't get your prescriptions filled. I'm just saying that was a declaration of faith. God healed me of a condition when I was a baby. At the time, 90 babies in Texas had just died from that condition, but God healed me because my dad and my mom were people of faith. So what I'm saying to you this morning is don't be afraid to declare your faith. Don't be afraid to declare your faith in Almighty God and to claim your healing. Don't be cowed down. Don't worry about your reputation. Don't worry about what it sounds like. Don't worry about what if it doesn't happen. I believe a healing faith is a faith that's fit for declaration. Amen? And we should declare that our faith is in Almighty God and that we're trusting in Him. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. And then when he heals you, you proclaim it. You shout it from the housetops. Psalm 66:16. You what he has done for me. Hallelujah. Anybody here had God do anything for you? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. We need to declare the goodness of Almighty God. Praise God. Fourth characteristic of healing faith is that it's a faith that finds its destination. A faith that finds its destination. It says that she was healed immediately. It says immediately in verse 29, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. It was instantaneous. The touch of his robe healed her. And I love this. I referred to it already. In verse 34, Jesus said to this woman, he said, your faith has healed you. Her healing faith bore fruit. Her healing faith was what God used to bring her deliverance. There was a pro football player named Dennis Byrd. He was a defensive end for the New York Jets. Anybody remember any sports fans? Remember Dennis Byrd? Dennis Byrd grew up in a Pentecostal church. He was a man of God, a man of faith. And on one play on the field, he was rushing from his end position to try and sack the quarterback. His teammate, the other end from the other side, was rushing, and they collided, and his head was down. And immediately, he fell to the ground limp. He couldn't move. And we see that sometimes in sports. It's a scary thing. And He was carted off the field, had no use of his arms and his legs, and was in that condition for quite a while. But his church at home started praying. He wrote a marvelous book. It's been a number of years, called Rise and Walk. And over a period of time, God touched him. God healed him. And he was able, he didn't play football anymore, but he was able to get up and rise up and walk out of that hospital. And we've had in this church, in our 28 and a half year history, we've had a number of miracles. God's healed my wife. God's healed family members. We've had cancer healed. A good friend of mine lost his voice for 2 years and couldn't speak, and God restored his voice. Let me tell you, God heals today. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, that's what God did back then. No, God does it today. How many have been healed by the mighty touch of Almighty God? You know what I'm talking about this morning. Yes, many watching online, I'm sure, can testify to that. There's nothing in Scripture to indicate that God has stopped healing. When healing occurs, listen to this, it is evident, provable, and discernible. It's not mind over matter. It's not saying I'm healed when I'm not. Okay? You can declare your healing, as we said, but in the end, when you're healed, you will be healed. When you're healed, your condition will be gone. When you're healed, there will be evidence that you've been touched by Almighty God. Because healing faith finds its destination. Healing faith brings healing. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Following her testimony, after Jesus commends her faith, he says this. He says, go in peace, or literally in the Greek, go into peace and be freed from your suffering. That's very significant. Because there are times when Almighty God will heal someone and you'll be free of your symptoms, and then after a period of time, they come back, or they seem to come back. You see, the enemy, you talk about being determined, the enemy is determined as well. How many know that's true? And he doesn't easily give up. And he will come and he'll try to afflict you again, even worse, or that same condition, or something else. Jesus said, go in peace and be freed from your suffering. And when God has touched you, when God has healed you, I asked a few minutes ago how many have been healed, and a number of hands went up. Almost every hand went up. What you need to do is walk in that healing. What you need to do is affirm it and declare it. And live like you've been healed. Say, I've been free. And when the enemy tries to bring symptoms upon you, say, hey, that's not from Almighty God. I've been healed by the power of God. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Live your life in the light of what the Lord has done for you. Jesus in Scripture healed people of all walks of life, all ages, etc. And he still does. He can heal today. What are the characteristics of healing faith? It's a faith that's fueled by desperation. I believe we need to get desperate with Almighty God. It's a faith that's full of determination, a faith that's going to trust God no matter what signs we see, no matter how we feel, no matter if things seem to get worse, no matter what other people tell us, no matter our own doubts that arise. It's a faith that's going to be determined to trust God. It's a faith that's fit for declaration. Don't be afraid to declare your faith. And it's a faith that will find its destination, that will bring healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.